Disney's Indiana Jones 5 bombs all over the world with $2.3 million opening in China. By Warner Todd Houston on July 3, 2023. It appears that audiences around the world were not much interested in seeing an octogenarian swashbuckling archaeologist being berated by his knees for 2 hours as Disney's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny could only dig up $2.3 million for its opening day in China, a mere $60 million for its domestic weekend, and lackluster box office numbers elsewhere. The film had a bad enough opening in the U.S., earning only $60 million for its first weekend in theaters, making it officially a box office bomb in the U.S., especially considering that it cost north of $400 million to make, distribute, and advertise the film. While the U.S. take was bad enough, it appears that the Chinese market delivered the film an even harsher blow, bringing in only $2.3 million for its first weekend in Chinese theaters, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Even though Chinese audiences who actually saw the film rated it as well-liked on social media tracking, the paltry take marks Indiana Jones 5 as the most expensive U.S. tentpole film to suffer such a soft opening to date, the reporter added. Audiences outside the U.S. and China have also not exactly flocked to the theaters for the latest Harrison Ford actioner. The film has only brought in $130 million worldwide, not earning half the film's production costs. And that was even short of the low-balled $140 million in expectations. Indeed, it underperformed Warner's The Flash, which topped Dial by $10 million for its international opening, even as Flash is widely being considered a bomb. Per Deadline, Europe is overall performing well, though France has been affected by early cinema closures as riots engulf the nation. Japan, where older audiences lean into nostalgia, has been good but not phenomenal, while Latin America and Asia-Pacific are lackluster. Dial of Destiny seems destined to add to woke Disney's disastrous loss of nearly $900 million on its last dozen films. And that is all on top of a loss of $123 billion in market value reported last December. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.